Tulips from Mal, written by Gabriella Margot. Read by Kate Worsley and Gareth Rickards.
I twisted the nozzle of the hose to turn it off and looked at the car, which was gleaming in the sun and dripping water onto the grass. It had been absolutely filthy. No matter how much I washed, wiped and polished it, I was still finding dust everywhere since driving across the Nullarbor last week. It was sweltering outside today, and the cold water felt nice on my feet. Sometimes I wish I'd bought a lighter car. This dark paint showed every bit of dust, every bug I'd collected along the way. It had had a few close calls with some pretty big roos too, one I'd only just missed. But thankfully, I'd made it across to Sydney without too many hiccups. The Navy had offered to fly me, but I needed my car anyway. And besides, I loved a good road trip. I'd seen my neighbour once or twice since moving in, but I'd never spoken to her. She often left for work right before I did, hopping into the driver's seat of her white ute before I could go and say hi. But after what I'd just witnessed, that was probably a good thing. She didn't seem like much of a morning person. She was wild yelling at me like that. Although she was completely right about the water restrictions. I had totally forgotten, and I was usually so mindful about not wasting water. But despite how much I was clearly pissing her off, I couldn't help noticing she was actually pretty cute. And it was very cute that she thought she could sneak into my backyard without anyone noticing. I just hoped she liked big dogs. I glanced into the backyard again, down the straight stretch of grass along our shared fence. It was kind of a dead area, wasted space. But it wasn't wasted today. I could see her with Mal in what looked like quite the standoff. There they were, eye to eye, neither of them moving. And she looked petrified. I didn't even know her name yet, and she was already trespassing on my property. I smiled, watching her. She was sort of cowering and kept glancing at the fence, absolutely freaked out. Kind of served her right for jumping the fence to do, well, whatever she was planning to do. She probably didn't quite deserve to fear for her life, though. I sighed and put the hose down, opened the gate, and walked down the grassy strip. Mal, come here, boy. I whistled as I tapped my thigh. Mal came bounding over to me and sat down at my heel. I scratched him on the head and grinned at her. So, I said, I see you've met my dog. She was backed up against the fence. Get that bloody thing away from me. Mal wouldn't hurt a fly. He was timid. I'd even seen him run away from tiny puppies before. And he was a terrible guard dog. Exhibit A. I am not a dog person, she muttered. Yes, I can see that, I said. What on earth are you doing anyway? I nodded at the fence she'd just climbed. Her apron was loose around her neck, the plain white T-shirt underneath it soaked from where I'd hosed her. It was big and baggy, but now that it was wet, it clung to her chest, almost totally see-through. I couldn't stop staring. But I forced myself to tear my eyes away from her before she thought I was a massive creep. Nothing, she said, her lips tight. I fell. I raised an eyebrow at her, trying not to smile more than I already was. Right. Well, now that you've fallen into my yard and scared my poor dog, are you going to tell me your name? She stared at me. Then, clutching her right hand to her chest, she took off towards the back door of my house. Was she for real? I followed her inside, just catching the screen door before it slammed shut. Mal continued standing outside, watching us curiously. Please, come into my house, I said under my breath. She ignored me and kept walking, making her way through the kitchen and living room towards the front door. Hey, can you please stop? She turned around. What? Look, I'm sorry about the car washing, all right? I'll do it further away next time. I really didn't want to start off on the wrong foot with my new neighbour. She seemed legitimately angry. Standing in my living room, she studied my face for a moment. She must have been a couple of years younger than me, at a guess. Her shiny, caramel-coloured hair was in a high ponytail that reached halfway down her back, the colour fading until it was a very light blonde at the bottom. I'd seen this kind of hair colour on other women.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?